Hi, Jack. What's on your mind?
Hi, Dr. Wright. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure enough, sir. What's
up? I'm currently suffering with a pinched nerve in my back, and the pain runs down my leg.
Uh-huh.
I am currently taking gabapentin and diclofenac.
Okay.
Is there anything else you can give me, tell me that I should use to help this pain?
Well, possibly, sir. Now, first of all, have you been to see a good chiropractor? Because sometimes that pain's coming from a pinched nerve in the spine someplace, and it can go just like you said.
I have not been to see a chiropractor.
Well, you definitely need to do so, sir. Now, that's not the only thing I'm going to tell you about, but hang in there. Got a pencil handy, I hope?
I'm ready to go.
Two ways to go about finding a good chiropractor. Ask all your friends and neighbors, are they seeing a good chiropractor, and has he or she done them any good? And that's the very first and best way to do it, with personal experience from somebody who's been there and gotten a good job done. Second, if you don't have any friends and neighbors who've seen a chiropractor, then put the following into your search engine, G-O-N-G-O-N-S-T-E-A-D. Gone, G-O-N-STED, S-T-E-A-D, and then the word chiropractor. Up will come a website that'll tell you where to find a chiropractor that's trained and educated in that particular means here in the Seattle area and nearby. Like I say, I'd ask the friends and neighbors first, because personal experience is always best. But if you can't find one that way, then look for this Gonstead type of chiropractor. And either way, when you find a chiropractor, there's at least some chance, sir. In fact, it's a pretty good one with that longer run of pain. That a little adjustment will relieve quite a bit of the pain. Now, second thing, and the chiropractor comes first in my opinion, second thing, sometimes injections of vitamin B12 and vitamin B1 put together will help with nerve pain, and it said so in the Merck Manual in 1957. No kidding. At that time, they still had B12 under a patent because they made bioidentical B12, you see. And so they told us all about the reports from various doctors about nerve pain getting better with injections of those two things. And then they quit telling us in 1958 after their patent ran out. But I'd make that secondary to the good chiropractor. And then if that doesn't do as much good as you want, find a doctor who will help you combine those two in an injection. And yes, the injection does work better than swallowing, especially for the B12. And there you are, sir.
That's an injection of vitamin B12 and what else, Dr. Wright?
B1.
B12 and B1.
You got it, sir. And the B1 is called thiamine, just in case you're interested. But it's sold under B1. But again, the injections do work better than the swallowing. And not that the swallowing doesn't work at all, but it's got to do with absorptive factors. So the injection does work better. But see the chiropractor first.
Okay. Chiropractor first. And then I'll Google Gonstead Chiropractor.
There you go.
And then I look for an injection of vitamin B12 and B1.
I'd take it in that order, sir. You're right.
And do I have to find a doctor that's willing to give me the injection?
No, sir. A lot of the doctors will teach you how to do it yourself. It's so safe.
I see. Okay. Thank you very much, Dr. Wright.
You're welcome, sir, and thank you for calling.